we have Rhonda Moore, who is a Kauai local. She's a poet, and she also has been hosting these amazing discussions on systemic racism on Huike TV. And also, as a reminder, we'll have Kipukai Kuli'i, Kauai County Council member, call in around 5. Yeah, the phone lines are open to you guys. You can always call in if you want to join the conversation. The number is 826-7771. And, right, so, oh, you can put her on the line. Is she there?
Yep. There she goes.
Aloha. Rhonda, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Nice.
I'm here.
Thank you so much for calling in. I'm so stoked to have you here. But yeah, do you want
to... Thanks for asking me to come on.
Yeah, of course. Such important work. I was so happy, you know, since, you know, George Floyd and all the turn of events, I've really tried my best to do a few shows on the topics of, you know, race, systemic racism, et cetera. And then did a few other shows also on Jimmy's show, Out of the Box. But when we found out that there was someone doing it actually on Hoike, we were so happy. And I'm so glad to have you on to kind of talk more about it. But first, you want to tell us a bit, maybe a bit about your background and, like, what brought you, what called you to host these discussions, on Hoike recently?
Okay, sure. So I have always been a pretty passionate person about, like, issues of systemic racism, also, you know, just issues that we have on the island are, like, sex trafficking, domestic violence. I worked for the YWCA.
Oh, nice.
And I wrote a curriculum about racism.
What?
Yeah, and I taught it at Kilauea,
really?
To the fourth and fifth graders.
That is so cool.
And I also taught it at Waimea Middle.
Uh-huh.
And it was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Those kids are amazing.
Nice. What grade and, like, subject did you teach there?
So I went into the health class at Waimea Middle, and we did the lessons in the racism curriculum.
Mm.
And at Kilauea, they just made a section for me, so I just came in for, like, an hour a day.
That is so cool. I'm so glad that you're in there talking to the youth when they're the most moldable and learning their ideas about the world, maybe before they get too stuck.
That's
really cool.
The Y still has the curriculum. I don't believe that they are using it currently, but I do have it also. Another thing that I did when I worked at the Y was I did girl empowerment, like, day camp, and I also taught, like, positive action.
Sorry, you taught what?
A curriculum called positive action.
Oh.
To help teach kids how to make good choices, basically.
Mm, so important.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. I got my bachelor's degree in psychology, and now I'm a multi-systemic therapist.
Yeah.
At Parents and Children Together.
And now I don't know if it's your phone that's breaking up or if you have, like, not great service, but sometimes it kind of, like, turns kind of wonky.
Oh, sorry. I am echoing, so I'm having kind of a hard time talking.
Oh. No worries. Oh, you are? Like, you're echoing to yourself?
I'm echoing.
Oh, you want to hang up and call back?
Is that better?
Yeah.
Can you hear me better?
Oh, yeah. I can...
Is that a little better?
Yeah. Sounds good now.
Okay.
What was the last thing you were saying about doing, being a therapist for something?
Oh, I'm a multi-systemic therapist.
A multi-what?
Parents and Children Together.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm sorry. Multi-systemic.
Mm. What does that mean?
It sounds like a big deal, but it's pretty simple.
It's just intergenerational, like, trying to solve problems with the parents and the kids, mostly.
Yeah. So I just go, I do intensive in-home therapy with families, like with kids that are, you know, either they're on probation, you know, they're going to get sent out of home for some reason.
Mm.
So I go in and I do intensive therapy and work with the systems, meaning like the probation, school, psychologist, whoever was working with the child to help reduce the behavior.
Gotcha. Awesome. So, yeah, you sounds like you have lots of background in education and you've done some racial justice stuff, creating that curriculum and teaching it. That's so awesome. And also, you have clearly been in the position then to facilitate, you know, facilitate discussions like you are doing now. So that's so cool that you're just like in that role right now, because I could tell as you're mediating the discussions, you do it so well. And so, yeah, just kudos. But yeah, you want to talk a little bit more about how, what inspired you? I know I saw you at the rally, the Black Lives Matter, protests in Lihue. And then, so what led you to start to host the discussions, on Huike?
Well, one thing I did at the Y is I did do a, when the Charlottesville riots came out, I did like a panel discussion at the Y.
Oh, wow.
And then,
So crazy.
When this happened.
Yeah.
With George Floyd at first, I kind of was like, oh, I want to stay out of this.
Yeah.
It's too painful.
Yeah. Definitely.
I don't want to deal with it. But one thing that I feel like really prompted me is that I'm doing this on my own and I'm not representing an agency. So I can actually kind of host the discussions and I'm not held to maybe the ideals of an organization. So I feel like it can be a little bit more free.
Yeah.
More open.
That's
that
super
was my
awesome.
Hope.
That's why it's super awesome that we have community TV and community radio that are like not attached to any kind of company ideas. So that's super cool. Nice.
Yeah, I mean it could get out of control, but I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah, well, it's really awesome that you're trying. I think, are you gonna say something? You're just Oh, it looks like you were going to say something. Sorry, my co-host Marshall is here.
Hi.
Hi.
Out of control. How would you, what kind of out of control? I was like, whoa, that sounds, I'm not sure, that maybe sounds fun.
Oh, sure. I'll explain that more. Well, I guess what I mean by that is just like, you know, in hosting these discussions, they're very emotional. They're triggering for people. Like an example too is, you know, when I did my discussion with Chief of Police, who I loved talking to him. You know, there are things that he said that I didn't agree with.
Yes.
But there are things that he also said that gave me like a new perspective.
Yeah.
But the reason why I could get out of control is because simply, like, people will watch something, they'll take, they'll hang on to one thing that was said.
Yeah.
And take it out of context.
Yeah.
And blow it up, and it'll turn into something. So that's kind of what I mean by it could get out of control.
Yeah. I totally
get
that.
I think that's why people are afraid to talk about it and address it.
Yeah, but it's also so important to be having these conversations, especially right now while the window's open and people are open to it. So it's so cool that you're still doing it anyway. And I know we talked about this too with someone who is a professional peer mediator when we were trying to host discussions, and he was talking about the concept of intent versus impact. Sometimes, you know, your intent might be one thing, but it might have some, whatever kind of impact on a person you might not be able to predict. But maybe as long as you kind of stay true and try to voice your you know, voice your intent, make it clear, and then, you know, maybe take responsibility for, you know, whatever, you know, for offending anyone, I guess. But, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. I was just trying to explain.
No, I agree with what you're saying, yeah.
And it's better to try than to not try at all, just, you know, because of fear.
For sure. And I think the main thing, too, is to have people be able to see, like, you can disagree with somebody.
Yeah.
And you don't have to hate them. You don't have to, it doesn't have to become violent. It doesn't have to be, that person doesn't have to be evil because they don't agree with you.
Yeah.
I think that.
It was really cool to watch the different discussions. So you've had three so far, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched the first one with Police Chief Todd Rabuck.
Yeah,
he's super nice. I saw the next one, but I could totally see how some things were controversial, but, like, I still totally commend him for sitting there in that seat. So, what was I going to say? I missed the Justin Collar one, so you'll have to fill us in. And then I watched the recent one you did with County Council Member Felicia Cowden. That was also really great. Even though it might seem that things could have swayed to where maybe they got emotional or what have you, I think that the lessons learned and just, you know, even the whole thing on display of, like, how something can offend somebody, what, it's like how you broke it down and analyze how, you know, how everybody feels. I think it was really, really valuable and powerful. So, do you want to speak a bit to maybe what some takeaways you've learned from, you know, speaking to people in government or positions or, I think the psychologist, can you remember her name? Sorry. She was very insightful and awesome too. What was her name?
Oh, Dr. Rose Charles.
Yes, Dr. Rose Charles.
She's the head psychologist at the jail.
Yeah. Nice.
And I'm hoping to get a redo actually.
Yeah.
On that because there was a lot of walls that we ran into.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to hear everything. And plus, we only have so much time, which you understand.
Yeah, totally. That's why we kept trying to say when we were hosting discussions that this isn't the final say on everything. We're just having the discussions and, you know, appealing back to Undian and just trying to get to a place. So just don't, this isn't the, you know, we kept trying to remind people that. Can you just hold 1 minute? I just got to play one little 1 minute thing.
Okay,
sorry, we'll be right back. By the way, you guys are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea Kauai Community Radio. We'll be right back. But right now, we are talking to Rhonda Moore, poet and host of these recent awesome discussions on systemic racism that have been happening on Fridays on Hoike TV. Are they every Friday, or is it just you see what happens that week?
What I was told was that they are airing them repeatedly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I should probably know when they're, what days they're airing them.
No worries.
They said they're going to air them multiple times.
Gotcha. But, like, are you doing a new show every Friday or just seeing how it gets, what comes together?
So I'm kind of, like, seeing what comes together. My next one that I'm shooting for.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke with Tiffany Saguccio.
Yes, she's awesome.
She's amazing.
Yeah, Miss Kauai Filipina. She's also one of the four young people who organized, main young people who organized the rally, the Black Lives Matter rally. Kudos.
Yeah, so I'm hoping to get them on the next show. That's my
awesome.
Goal. I'm hoping that we get together this Friday at Hoike. I'm waiting to hear back.
Nice. If you're looking for anybody else, you maybe want to make any kind of announcement, any kind of guests you're trying to manifest on the show, feel free to speak it out.
I'm hoping to interview the mayor.
Okay.
And then I'm also hoping, I wanted to hear from the youth, like high schoolers, middle schoolers, just to get to talk about how they feel in school, or how they feel racism affects them. Because I did have a lot of really good discussions with students from Island School, Kilauea, and Waimea, and I just thought if I could get, you know, three kids to come on and talk about their experience. I know it's scary.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it would be good to hear from the kids.
Okay, yes, definitely. We'll try to see what we can do about that. And if anybody is listening and anybody is a young person or a parent of a young person who wants to tell their story or be involved in the conversation on how we can, you know, hopefully move past systemic racism and try to, you're welcome to call it in. The number is 826-777-1, or you can always email dj@kkcr.org and I can forward it along.
Perfect.
We can try
and
to say it again later.
And people can follow me at Kwai Poetry on Instagram.
Yes.
And they can DM me there.
Yes, definitely. At Kauai Poetry on Instagram. That's actually how I got a hold of her. And I'm super stoked that you, because the show happens, like, I'm usually working during that time. So I'm super grateful that you were able to load them onto your Instagram page. So if anybody wants to check out the footage of the last three shows, they're on her Instagram page, at Kauai Poetry. Or I guess replaying on Hoike. Like I was saying before, do you think, you know, it's really tough because I find it tough because let me choose my words here. I get how to some people might not think that the conversation is as relevant, but it still is. But I know it's definitely a different situation here and there's different factors to consider. Watch the show for more, guys, at Kauai Poetry. But, could you tell me maybe like some breakthroughs that you've had or some, I don't know, some good lessons?
I think the most powerful breakthrough I had probably was when I was talking to Todd. The chief of police.
Yes.
Again, like, which I said on the episode, like, I personally have never had any negative things happen with me in KPD, and mm-hmm. I'm not afraid when they pull me over.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my fear of police comes from where I grew up in Michigan.
Mm.
But it was very... he made a statement where he said, and it probably doesn't sound as powerful, but sitting in front of him and looking into his eyes when he said, like, it's hard for me to know that people are already afraid of me because I'm a police officer.
Mm.
And I know the police have said that.
Yeah.
And not all of them, I believe, but when I looked at him from like human to human, I believed him and it made me think a little bit differently.
Wow.
I don't know if any, you know, and I did get a lot of backlash, you know, people were like, oh, this is good cop rhetoric. This is, you know, what we're trying to fight against. And again, that's that whole picking one little thing.
Yeah, there's always going to be someone picking on something. I think that's my opinion matters, but he seems like a really nice guy. I think for sure. And, he's had to have been through a lot to have been the police chief when the Las Vegas massacre happened. That's really awesome that you're able to connect at that human level.
One other thing I was going to say though is it was difficult talking to him though at the same time about his views about Blue Lives Matter.
Oh my God, I was going to bring that up, but I was like trying to find a way to.
Right. On the flip side, looking at him, looking in his eyes and being like, wow. And then when I brought up the Blue Lives Matter thing,
mm-hmm.
and his, you know, what he had to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
That was hard for me. You know, I kind of had to like watch myself and breathe through it and like get my thoughts out clearly.
Yeah.
You know, that became difficult. And I think he made another statement too. He said like, oh, I don't know any cops that just wake up and say, I'm going to go kill someone. And I was like, well, of course not.
Mm.
Nobody's going to make it that simple. Nobody's going to say it easily. That,
yeah.
You know, if that was our only problem, then I think this would look differently.
Yeah, totally. But. Yeah. I think when he said that he doesn't think he had ever worked with anybody who was as bad, it was like almost like, how can you know? And then also with Blue Lives Matter, I feel like you guys had a really great, respectful conversation, how you pointed out how Blue Lives Matter is a counter movement. And then I think in the end he said that he gets that it's not a counter movement, that it is, so he won't say it, but if his friends say it, like, he understands. I just know that it could be a trigger for some people,
it was a trigger for me.
Yeah, me too, because it's not, like, a tip or a tat, like, not to say that blue lives don't matter, that police lives don't matter, of course they do, but it's just a different situation when you're in a position of power. You can essentially do what you want. We've seen that cops cover up for each other, the police unions can be bullies, like, who knows? So I'm not saying that they're all like this, but point being, it's not a fair comparison when otherwise there's civilians getting shot and killed and who knows what. I just wanted to give a little perspective on that because
yeah,
I see how it's
and
a trigger.
Yeah, and then Justin Collar
made
a really good point. He was like, yeah, we can say, oh, it's all aloha, we don't have these problems here.
Yeah.
But he pointed out himself, he said, you know, we do have problems, you know, in Oahu,
uh-huh.
There are 40% of the cases or of people who were brought in that died went underreported.
What do you mean that came in that died?
Like people that were in their police custody.
Oh, died under police custody.
Right. 40% of them went underreported.
Wow.
And that former chief of police
uh-huh.
is now in jail.
Oh, wow.
So we do have problems here.
Wow.
Now, the chief of police didn't talk about it. And again, I have to be careful.
Yeah.
Because one, I don't want people to be like, oh, I don't want to come on this show and she's gonna, you know, make a scene out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, my hope is that through talking,
mm-hmm.
it will come out. And it won't look like it was engineered or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is why, you know, it's so helpful when I did the Felicia Cowden to have Alicia.
Yeah.
And Dr. Rose there
mm-hmm.
because having more voices at the table, the conversation can get deeper faster.
Yeah.
And other people can come
at
a different
deep.
Angle than I can.
Yeah.
Because if it's just me, you know, then, but of course, you know, we all still have to.
And as a mediator,
be able
you almost.
To talk.
Yeah.
Respectfully and not just come on and attack each other because that's going to be pointless.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's important to make people feel comfortable with coming on and. Kind of being on, not being on the spot, but kind of.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's all for a good cause. Do you kind of want to, so when I was talking about intent versus impact, do you kind of want to let us know what your overall intention for having these discussions is? If you know it, or maybe it's always changing, maybe what it is for now, just so people know.
I guess my overall intention is kind of the same reason why I wrote the racism curriculum.
Mm.
It's to take away the fear of talking about difficult topics.
Mm.
I don't know if you've ever, like, been out with friends and maybe somebody brings up politics or somebody brings up something that, you know, is going to make everybody like, oh, we can't talk about that.
Yeah, it's
and
a downer.
Most of the times people do that.
Yeah, totally.
Because they don't want to be uncomfortable. But if we learn how to be uncomfortable, that's how we grow.
Mm.
You know, that's how we yeah. move forward in life, is when you address things that aren't comfortable and learn about things that make you feel, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, they say pain is the pain is a touchstone of spiritual growth. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
So.
And I think people think there is no racism here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like when you talk to people about their life experiences, like when I went to the school, you know, the kids first were like, oh, we're not racist. And then I did the first activity with them on stereotypes.
Yeah.
And just simple, like, how do you guys categorize yourself? And then they had to go around on, what they did is they wrote down how they categorized, so like jocks, popular kids, nerds, whatever they call themselves. And then they had to write adjectives of how they describe them. So it's funny because when I'm in the classroom, the kids that identify with these groups are looking at these describing words and they're becoming uncomfortable. And so then we talk about that.
Yeah.
And then when I had them write different races and put describing words, the kids that identified as a certain race became uncomfortable again.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, why are you uncomfortable? Let's unpack this.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I was like, I'm able to show them, like, this is what it looks like. This is racism. It's here. It's right in front of you.
Wow.
We're human. It's impossible. You can't go somewhere and be like, oh, there's it's not here. You know, it just looks different. People react to it differently here, but it's here.
Yes, it is. So, so great that you're, you know, trying to have these discussions and learn more and have people of authority come share too. And, yeah, hopefully we can, we all can move forward and learn and grow.
Yeah, and again, if anybody... You know, if they hear, like, oh, you're going to be talking to the mayor, you know, they can write in questions to me. They can DM them to me. If it's a discussion they want to be at, they can come, you know, because this is open.
Yeah.
As open as it can be. Like, again, I can't have people attacking each other.
Yeah.
And I still have to figure out how I'm going to screen for that.
You've been doing a great job so far. So,
yeah, I guess I'll have to figure it out.
You got this. You will. So, yeah, so the next one, you think you want to do young people? Any plans for after that? Or are you just trying to deal with that first?
First, I'm going to do that. And then my next one, I'm hoping to get the mayor.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Mayor, if you're listening.
Derek's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah. I think he would do it. He was at the protest with signs and his whole family.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's all family. So I think he'll do it. We'll see. I don't know him that well.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been at events together, what have you.
Yeah.
But we'll see what he says.
Yeah, if anyone's listening and has a connect, give the mayor a little nudge. Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
It'd be really awesome if you could join in on the conversation because I really feel just like what you were saying. I feel like for a lot of people, the immediate reaction is like, oh, what's going on there doesn't apply here. Like there's no racism here or there's not enough black people here for it to be an issue or whatever kind of answers. But it's so much easier to just dismiss than to actually look at things and try to make them better, you know? So it's really cool that you're taking such a deep dive. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to share with us or bring up? Any other really great lessons that you learned on the show? Any tidbits?
Not that I can think of right now.
No worries.
Other than probably there's a lot of, you know, trauma and hurt. And for me, I find the best way to deal with it is to be active about it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That makes Instead sense. Of sitting in it or ignoring it.
Yeah. And so what are some other ways you think, this isn't a pop quiz, we can brainstorm together, but what are like some ways that people can get more active? You know, and there's a spectrum, like obviously hosting a show is a bit more maybe demanding or a bigger calling, but what are some other ways you think people can get involved in trying to help help this movement, try to dismantle systemic racism and all of that?
I think the best thing is research. I mean,
yeah.
I'm a big, I don't know, nerd, geek, whatever. I don't know what the right term is, but I love to research, and I think, you know, that's read books,
yeah.
Figure out what you believe, question everything. Don't
yes.
believe everything at face value.
Yes, especially just the media.
Yeah.
That's, I guess, controlled by, like, six major companies when you look into it. It's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't believe everything.
Yeah. And also self-work after all the research, right? Doing some...
Yeah, thinking. Figuring out where it sits in you.
Mm. Yeah.
And that will tell you what you're going to want to do next.
Yeah. Well, yeah, now is the time. So
I think for me, what caused me to become, you know, so passionate about it really was in eighth grade. The first time I heard about Emmett Till.
Mm. Yes.
Now for other people, it's going to be something different, you know, like, you know, different things will speak to you that have happened in history that is going to call you to kind of come forward.
Yeah, definitely. Who knows? It could be anything, but definitely pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool to hear. I know this is a very, very sad story that helped inspire the whole civil rights movement. It's so crazy, too, how I feel like right before this happened, or when the George Floyd was murdered and then the Amy Cooper video came out, how like hauntingly similar that was to Emmett Till, that really set me off.
That was really crazy.
Yeah, to see like the other end of that, right, of that story, like the girl who's actually making the threat is like, holy crap. And this is like how many years later? So, who knows what will trigger everybody, but thanks so much.
Yeah, and... I don't know. I just feel like we're not always being told the truth.
Yeah.
We're just not. And you do have to find it.
Mm. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
We do. Be seekers of knowledge. If you can.
I think that's the best thing to do.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, cool. I know you're probably a busy person, so I can let you go if you don't have anything. Any other things you want to share with people? But you can always call back anytime, you know, to promote your show. You're always welcome.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on, and thanks for supporting me.
Yeah.
And
of
I
course.
Love what you're doing.
Oh, you know, trying.
Yeah.
We're trying to step up and do our best. You know, it's crazy. I took over this show like in mid-February, like right before Corona happened and all this other stuff. And it's just been, you know, a roller coaster. But trying to show up and do what I can. So really inspired by you and what you're doing. So kudos. Keep it going. I can't wait to keep watching. You can stay in touch with Rhonda on Instagram at Kauai Poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And check out the archives of the shows she's done so far and then find out when the next ones are. So you are going to do one this Friday at 10, or is it not definite yet?
Not definite yet.
Okay.
As soon as I hear back from the kids, or the students, I shouldn't call them kids, I think I do that because I'm old.
No worries. You're a mom too, right? So, yeah. It's
and I'm a mom, so yeah. Everybody's a kid. Everybody's a kid. They're a baby.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll stay tuned on your Instagram page. We'll try to announce, get the word out. But if anything, that's cool that they're taking it and playing it back on the channel so other people could watch. It's really cool.
Yeah, Honike, like I called them up and I told them what I wanted to do, and I was like, oh gosh, I was so scared because I was like, I'm not saying I'm doing this for the Y. I'm not saying I'm doing this for Hollyoak Hill. And they were like, yes, we want to do this. I was like super
surprised. Awesome. Keep going. The universe supports you. I support you. Like, keep it up. You're doing a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe I'll see you
around. And hopefully we can meet in person.
Yeah. We will soon. I know. When they were talking about how, this is a sidebar, but when they were saying, oh, well, Filipinos have a community center, but black people maybe aren't very organized. Like, hopefully people take that as a action call, maybe get organized, or maybe just like, maybe just even to relate or who knows what, but maybe, you know, that was a good point that people can organize a bit more.
Yeah.
Because we're so few on the island, it's
Sarah,
true. Yeah.
Wait, what were you saying?
I said we're so few on the island, it's true, that like I was trying to tell someone else that like whenever you see another black person, you're always like, hey, what's up? It's like an event because it's like so rare. Maybe because I live on the North Shore and it's a bit less diverse up here. But I was definitely surprised when I went to the rally, like, whoa, there's all these black faces I've never seen before. How awesome.
Oh, my God. I was so shocked.
Yeah.
My head like, almost
what? You're
exploded.
Here?
I was like, where have you all been?
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, definitely more like meetups. But you were saying about your friend Sarah?
Oh, yeah. Well, she started a...
Is this Melanation?
Melanation.
Oh, yeah, Melanation.
Yeah.
Melanation of Kauai.
That's one thing. You know, we have group barbecues, gatherings, things like that.
Nice.
That's a good way to meet other black people.
All right, cool. Yeah. I know of the page, and I've gone to a few events that were promoted on the page. People have like been like, hey, let's go to this. So it's actually really helpful. Thank you, Sarah. And
Sarah's the best.
Yeah. That's a Melanation of Kauai. And you can find Rhonda at Kauai Poetry on Instagram if you want to stay in touch, maybe get involved, or watch the archives of the show that she so gracefully put up on her Instagram. But yeah, so we'll stay tuned. We'll try to get the word out. If your show is this Friday, let us know. And we'll try to reannounce for people. Young people want to get involved. Young people want to get involved. 826-7771. Call us up. But yeah, cool. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, it's okay. Are we off air?
No, we're still on the air, but you could say last goodbye to people. No worries.
Okay. Well, goodbye. Thank everybody who's watching. And stay tuned.
Yes. Thank you, Rhonda. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Aloha.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh, that was so awesome. What a blessing. I didn't even think that she could stay on for that long. I just asked if she could call real quick to promote her show, but I really had been wanting to pick her brain about, like, the show and what called her to do it and more about it. So that was really awesome. And like I said, you can check it out. Instagram.com/Kauai Poetry. She has all three of the discussions up on there, with Police Chief Todd Raybuck, Justin Collar. He's a prosecuting attorney, and also County Council Member Felicia Cowden was on this week. Great discussion. I highly encourage everyone to check it out and get involved. In this community discussion. Why not?